ألم تر إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف حذر الموت فقال لهم الله موتوا ثم أحياهم إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون.
O Messenger, have you thought of those who went forth from their homes for fear of death, even though they were in their thousands? Allah said to them, "Die." Then He restored them to life. Indeed, Allah is bounteous to mankind, but most people do not give thanks in return. Allah said to them, "Die." Then He restored them to life. This refers to the exodus of the Israelites. See Surah Al-Ma'idah 5, verses 20, which narrates the details of this incident.
وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ
So fight in the way of Allah, and know well that Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing.
مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرَةً وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ
Who of you will lend Allah a goodly loan, which He will return after multiplying it for Him manifold? For Allah has the power both to decrease and increase, and to Him will you be returned, which He will return after multiplying it for Him manifold.
Goodly loan signifies whatever one gives to another person selflessly and from absolutely pure motives. God describes whatever man spends in this manner as a loan made to none other than Him, and He undertakes to repay that loan and to repay it severalfold.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَإِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمُ ابْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ هَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا قَالُوا وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ تَوَلَّوْا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ
O Messenger, have you thought of what happened with the elders of the children of Israel after Moses? They asked one of their prophets, "Set up for us a king so that we may fight in the way of Allah." He said, "Would you possibly refrain from fighting if fighting is ordained for you?" They said, "And why would we not fight in the way of Allah when we have been torn from our homes and our children?" But when fighting was ordained for them, they turned back, except a few of them. Allah is well aware of the wrongdoers.
وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا قَالُوا أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْهُ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم
And their prophet said to them, "Indeed, Allah has sent forth Saul, Talut, as your king." They said, "By what right shall he rule over us, when we are more worthy than he to dominion, for he is not very wealthy?" He said, "Allah has chosen him over you, and has endowed him abundantly with both intellectual and physical capacities. Allah indeed has the power to bestow dominion upon whomsoever he wills. Allah is all resourceful, all-knowing.
وقال لهم نبيهم إن آية ملكه أن يأتيكم التابوت فيه سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون تحمله الملائكة إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
And their prophet said to them, "The sign of his dominion is that in his reign, the ark, wherein is inner peace for you, will be brought back to you, and the sacred relics left behind by the house of Moses, peace be upon him, and the house of Aaron, peace be upon him, borne by angels. Truly, in that is a sign for you, if indeed you are people of faith."